Nice to see you, everyone. Do you know, and perhaps this will be news for other people here, do you know that very soon you're going to be able to fly from our own Sydney Airport, Kingsford Smith Airport, all the way to London directly without stopping? Isn't that amazing? Yeah? You're going to be able to fly from our own Kingsford Smith all the way to London without stopping any. It's going to be a flight of 17 hours. Now, if you want to do this flight, it's been put on by Qantas, it's called Project Sunrise. You will get three sunrises while you're up in the air. Three different sunrises, depending on which way you go. Now, you might take off and fly out from Sydney, and you might go across the Middle East. The other way, though, you might fly is you'll leave Sydney and you'll go east, think about this, and up the west coast of the United States, over Alaska and Canada, and then over the North Pole, and then down to London. Depending on the weather, they'll choose one of those ways. The only way you can do this, and here's the important thing, the only way you can do this is if you are in this this vehicle here. It's the specially kitted out A350. It's an Airbus plane, the A350-1000, specially commissioned for the flight. This one can fly the 17,000-kilometer journey, and only this one. Think about another plane, maybe even a big one, like a Jumbo 747, big plane. Get on that one, you're not going to make it. You have to be on this mode of transport. That's the only thing that's going to get you directly one, no stops, all the way to London. Well, think about this thing here. Do you remember this? This is the Artemis II rocket, and we've talked a little bit about this already. But if you want to go to the furthest spot in space that any human being has ever been, well, you're going to have to go on this mode of transport, and only this mode of transport. If you go on a different rocket, it'll get you so far, but not to where this has gone. This is the only way you can get there. Elon Musk, he's got some big rockets, but his rockets will eventually maybe go to Mars or something like that, but they're now, at this moment, not able to go as far as this one here and back. You've got to be aboard what's called Artemis II if you want to make this trip. Okay, remember that. Very important. Certain modes of transport will get you to the place you want to go, and only those ones. Now, today, friends, what we're doing is we're finishing up our time looking at the great prophet Elijah. And he has been very interesting, this guy. But here, he is going to head off to be with God. And as he goes, it closes out a big section in the Bible. It closes out what's called the Age of Prophecy in Israel. There's a time of the law with Moses, another great prophet of God. But with Elijah, as he goes, a chapter of prophecy in Israel where there were many, many hundreds of prophets in Israel closes, and from now on, God is going to deal with just one or two specially anointed people to bring his word and prophecy to the land of Israel. So, Elijah is there, and he's with who's going to be his successor. Does anybody know the name of this prophet who's going to follow the great prophet Elijah? Does anyone know his name? Toby, we might have done it in Scripture a few weeks back. But have a think about that. Bell, what did you say? That's right, Elisha. The successor to Elijah is Elisha. Very similar, but different. And God has already told Elijah that this is the man who's going to follow him. The two of them are together. They're in a place called Gilgal, and they're heading off to another place called Bethel. Elijah, he knows God is going to take him, and he's going to take him up in a whirlwind. And all the prophets know it too. But Elijah's thinking, what will I do with Elisha? So he goes from Gilgal to this place called Bethel. In Bethel, there is what's called like a guild. There were so many prophets, they formed guilds. There's a guild of prophets there, and Elijah's thinking, I'll leave Elisha with them. So he goes there, and the prophets know he's coming, and so they go out to meet him, and they say to Elisha, do you know that God's going to take your master today? He says, yes, I do know it. I'm a prophet. Say no more about it. And when they get there, Elijah says, well, why don't you stay here, Elisha? And Elisha says, no. Wherever you go, I'm going to go too. And so Elijah says, well, God has told me to go to Jericho. So they go from Bethel to Jericho. Off they go to Jericho. And there's a guild of prophets too, an association of prophets. They go there, the prophets come out, and they say the same thing to Elisha. They say, do you know that your master, he's going to be taken by God? I know, I'm a prophet. Say no more about it. Elijah says to Elisha, so Elisha, you stay here with these prophets. You're a prophet, I'm going away, you got to be somewhere. I want to make sure you're cared for, you're with your brother prophets in this place. Stay here. Elisha, what does he say? Did you listen? Olivia.
He says, wherever you go, I'm going to.
Same thing. He says, no, wherever you go, I'm going to. And Elijah says, well, the Lord has told me to go to the Jordan. So he goes down to the Jordan River, which is the boundary of Israel at that time. And he's wearing a mantle or a cloak. And prophets in those days, they wore these cloaks. It was the sign of the office of being a prophet. So if you were a prophet, you wore this cloak. And a person wearing that cloak, well, they were prophets. You knew them by what they were wearing. I wear a sign of the office very occasionally, which I have of being a preacher. This is called a preacher's scarf. And if you wear this, you're the preacher for the day in this church. I don't wear it often, but this is the sign of that. Elijah there, he's wearing a mantle. He takes it off and he rolls it up and he hits the water with it. And what happens? Yeah, what happens? The water parts to the right and to the left. It's a great sign of God's power. It's kind of like the great Moses when he parted the Red Sea. And so Elijah and Elisha, they walk through the Jordan on dry ground. It's an amazing miracle, and it shows how God has been using this great prophet for amazing things. They go over to the other side. At this point here, Elijah turns to Elisha, and he says, I'm about to go. Is there anything that I can give you? And Elisha says, well, actually, there is one thing, and we begin to see why Elisha has been reluctant to stay with the other prophets. You can do this for me, he says. You can give me a double portion of the spirit that you have. What is he asking for? A double portion of the spirit that you, Elijah, have. Well, in the old days, when a father was dividing up his inheritance, what he would do was, with the eldest son, his successor, he would give a double portion. So if he had two sons, to the youngest son, he would give one-third of his possessions. To the older son, he would give two-thirds, a double portion. And he was the one who was going to carry on his work. Any older sons here, even among the adults, any older eldest sons here, a few, they would have got the double portion. Elisha is saying here, I want to be a prophet, but not like those guild prophets, those ordinary prophets. I want to be your successor, the one who carries on your ministry in the world. Elijah says this. Oy, that's a big ask. Big ask. It's not for me to give. God might give it to you. This is how you'll know. When I'm taken up, if you can see me, that's God saying, yes, you're going to get that double portion. So then what happens? This is what happens, according to ChatGPT, whatever you say, call it. This is the computer's interpretation of what happened then. It's quite amazing. All of a sudden, there were chariots of fire and horses of fire that separated Elijah and Elisha. And then probably on the chariot, but in the whirlwind that that creates, Elijah gets carried up to heaven. And as he's going up, Elisha calls out, "My father, my father." He can see him. So what does that mean? He gets the double portion. That's going to come to him. But what is happening here, friends? What's happening in this amazing miracle here as Elijah is taken up to heaven? It is this. And this is the lesson that I want you to remember from today, the first of two. Here is God taking Elijah to heaven. Think about what Elijah is like, a great prophet, unrivaled since Moses. Amazing deeds done through him, but him, even him, he has to be taken by God to heaven. If he's to get to heaven, God is going to have to come down and get him. And that's what that is. God here is turning up. When God turns up in the Bible, oftentimes it is in the form or in the shape or accompanied with fire. God is turning up here in fire. When God shows up to reveal himself to Moses, it's in the burning bush. When he showed up in wrath on Mount Carmel, how was it? It was in fire burning up the sacrifice. In the chapter just prior to this, he turns up in fire too. Here, God is showing up. It's what we call a theophany, appearance of God. God is the one who's come down, who's taking Elijah with him to heaven. And here is the lesson for us. If you want to get to heaven, the mode of transport, the only way you're going to get there is if God comes and gets you. And this is what he does. And you remember our New Testament for this morning? It's a very similar story to the story of Elijah and Elisha. There, the Lord is saying to his disciples, "I'm going away." And Peter is saying, "Well, I'm going to stay. I'm going to come with you." And the Lord says, "You know what? You're not even going to stay with me on earth. You're going to abandon me. Three times you're going to deny me and very, very soon. But I'm going away. And where I'm going to prepare a place for you. You can't come, but you'll come soon because I'll come back and get you." And they're like, "Well, how do we get there?" Thomas asks. "How do we get to this place? We don't know the way." And Jesus says, "I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one," he says, "comes to the Father except through me." If you want to get to heaven, if anybody wants to get to heaven, God is going to have to come and get you, and he does, in the Lord Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you put your faith in him, it's like the cross there is like a rocket ship ready to go. If you trust in Jesus, you will make it up to heaven. He's the way. He is the only way for Elijah and for all of us here today. So that's point one. Have you got that one? Is it locked in? It's up there, yeah. You with it? You know it? Yep. Everyone's happy? Good? Yep. I'm seeing some heads nodding. Yep, that's good. Everyone's got that. Okay. Anyone know who this is? This is a slight interlude before I get to point two. Slide in. Anyone know who this is? Anybody? Surely somebody knows who this is here. You've got to know this. The greatest, maybe some people say the greatest rugby league player ever. The fastest rugby league player ever. Came out of the UK. Played for Widnes and Wigan. Oh, there we go, Andrew. There we go. There we go. You're getting way ahead. Just the name. Martin O'Fire. Played for Widnes, played for Wigan, then came to Australia, played for the Roosters, played for St. Jude. The fastest man in rugby league. Nobody was close to him. Martin O'Fire. Does anyone know his nickname apart from Andrew? It's obvious when you look at his name, Martin O'Fire. Chariots of Fire. That's what they used to call Martin of Fire there. That was a slight little interlude for you. Second point that I'm going to bring to you today. Up goes Elijah. Elisha's left. He's seen him go, and he says, "You know, now I've got the double portion of the spirit," but he's sad, so he rips his clothes. He's in mourning. But then he notices on the ground what? The cloak. The mantle. the mantle has been passed. You know, when we say this in English, the passing of the mantle, this comes from this part of the Bible. He sees Elijah's mantle, his cloak, the office of prophet. So he goes over, he picks it up, he rolls it up, and he goes to the Jordan, and he hits it. And what happens for Elisha? Monty. It opens. Exactly. It opens. It opens. Just like with Elijah, it's proved he's got the double spirit, double portion of the spirit to carry on the ministry of God. When Jesus himself is taken up to heaven, what happens? Are we left alone? Are we left all alone? 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus, he ascended just like Elijah did. And he, when he does that, he passes the mantle, he passes the reins to us, and he says to us, carry on my work on earth for me. We are, as we'll say in just a few minutes, the body of Christ. How are we the body of Christ? Well, Christ was empowered by the Holy Spirit when he was on earth. Jesus, before he ascended, he said, I will send my Spirit to you. And that happens, friends, on Pentecost. On Pentecost, flames, tongues of fire come down from heaven. They look like that, and they appear over the heads of the apostles. What is happening? Well, God is showing up in fire once again, and he's empowering the apostles and the church for ministry in the world. What's the point of this? It's this, that just like Elisha would carry on the mantle of Elijah by doing his work after he was gone, now that Christ is in heaven, we are carrying on his work here on earth by his Holy Spirit. We haven't been left alone because Christ is in heaven. No, he's given us his Spirit to do his work in his day. And what is the work we're to carry on? Well, Jesus said it in John 13 and 14. He said, a new commandment I give you, to love one another. We're to love one another, care for one another. Like, when you think about it, Elijah did. He did an amazing work of bringing people back to God. But do you remember he cared for the widow of Zarephath? He provided for her needs and the food she needed during the famine. And he brought her son back to life. He cared for her needs, protected her, looked after her. Similarly, Jesus did too. He's gone now, but he says to us, love one another and do the work of prophets. Point people to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. This is how we carry on the work of the Lord in our day.